Today's the last Sunday in ordinary time. And as on the final Sunday of each liturgical year, we celebrate the feast of Christ the King. And yes, he is a king. Remember Jesus' response to Pilate's question, "Then you are a king?" Was, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth." So Jesus is a king. And through our baptism, we share in that kingship as we are baptized priest, prophet, and king. Jesus, however, is a different kind of king. Rather than associating with the rich and the powerful, Jesus chooses to associate with the poor, the meek, the humble, whoever that may describe from time to time. That kingship into which we've been baptized is that of a servant king, a king who came not to be served, but to serve. And on this feast of Christ the King, the Church selects a gospel about service, works of mercy. And Jesus tells us how important those works of mercy really are. In today's gospel, we also hear about the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. The kingdom prepared for us from the foundation of the world. We don't know what that kingdom will be like. St. Paul tells us that we can't even begin to imagine what God has prepared for us. Jesus did tell us in the Gospels that that kingdom, his kingdom, is not of this world, but is among us. The kingdom of God is among us, and we can choose to be a part of it. We have an idea of who's going to be included in his kingdom. Jesus said in today's Gospel that it will be those who fed the hungry, gave drink to the thirsty, welcomed the stranger, clothed the naked, cared for the sick, and visited those in prison. These are the ones who shared what they've been blessed with, their time, their abilities, and their possessions, sharing their journeys and their blessings with others. They're the ones who, through the works of mercy, we'll enter that kingdom prepared from the foundation of the world, that kingdom we were created for. We respond to God's love for us by loving others. And we do that by sharing our time, our abilities, and our possessions. Here at Corpus Christi, in the lower level, we have four banners hanging on the wall, with the words prayer, service, hospitality, formation. Those are the pillars of that sharing of our time, our abilities, and our possessions, all three of which we are simply stewards in this life, not owners. And they give us opportunities to serve Jesus himself by how we serve others. We have a booklet available here at the parish that describes opportunities to share what we've received. And Father Paul wrote for that booklet, "A day will come when we stand before God and give an accounting of our lives, and he will say to us, 'What did you do with all that I gave you?'" That sounds like today's gospel. In this list of opportunities, there are 48 items, and there are probably additional ones since this booklet was prepared. Those opportunities relate directly to the corporal works of mercy. Feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, clothe the naked, shelter the homeless, care for the sick, visit the imprisoned, bury the dead. And the spiritual works of mercy: counsel the doubtful, visit the imprisoned, counsel the doubtful, instruct the ignorant, admonish sinners, comfort the afflicted, forgive offenses, bear wrongs patiently, pray for the living and the dead. Some of these works of mercy Jesus specifically mentions in today's gospel. And those banners downstairs remind us of our responsibility. Just a few days ago, we celebrated the Thanksgiving holiday, a reminder to be thankful for our blessings. And we've received many. But also a reminder to share what we've received with others. For our Thanksgiving Day project, we filled the center of this church with food and other items. People were cared, were fed, and cared for through the generosity of so many of you. Jesus said in today's gospel, "Feed the hungry." And what we did here for Thanksgiving Day was exactly that. Jesus also said, "Whatever you do for others, you do for me." And what we did this past week for those in need, we did for him. And that's just one example among many of how we answer Jesus' call to serve, to be servant kings. We have many opportunities throughout the year to perform those works of mercy we hear about in today's gospel. And we have many in our parish that do, and more that could, perform them not only here in our parish, but wherever they might be. The message that Jesus gives us in today's gospel is powerful. Whatever we do for those in need, we do for him. At the same time, whenever we turn our back on those in need, we turn our back on him. Jesus is in our midst, and we encounter him in a real way among the people he identifies with. We are given those encounter opportunities each day. And while today's gospel talks about future judgment, it's also about today's discipleship. Christ the King is here now. And from time to time, we may need to look at ourselves and others in a different way to recognize that. It's in how we care for others here and now that Christ the King reigns today. And that's how we care for others here and now that we demonstrate that his kingdom is truly among us and within us. We don't know when that day of final judgment will happen, that day when Christ the King returns in all his glory. Every day, however, can be a self day of judgment, when we can reflect on what we did or didn't do for those in our midst. Judging for ourselves whether we're following today's gospel message or not. And if not, we can choose to change our focus. Then at that final day of judgment, whenever it may be, Jesus will invite us to come inherit the kingdom he's prepared for us from the foundation of the world.